it's tough. I mean, he's had a great camp. He's, you know, been doing a great job at left tackle for us. You know, it's tough. He's a good friend and has been a great player for us, a solid contributor and a good locker room guy. And, you know, it's tough to lose a guy like that.
Now you turn the page to Bakhtiari. How's he doing, David?
Well, he's young. You know, he's young. He's raw. He's doesn't have the experience, but I think he has the confidence in himself. He's very well coached, and he has good fundamentals. So it's not easy playing left tackle in the NFL, especially when you have a right-handed quarterback. If they stick with him over there, then he's going to have the experience through the in the fire. So,
yeah, what do you think about that with a rookie protection?
Well, we've done it before. You know, Brian was a rookie playing tackle for us before. Left tackle is obviously a little different, especially when you think about the kind of guys that can get put on that side. Look at our division, and in some of the early games, there's usually a tough guy at that position rushing on my backside against every team. So best pass rusher, and you need a lineman who can hold up, and obviously we believe in David.
Does everybody have to step up?
Injury problems in recent years, is it hard not to say, here we go again, something like this happens?
I don't think we've ever really said, here we go again. I think we believe in the next guy up, and we've seen a lot of that. You know, guy getting an opportunity, making the most of it, and emerging as a big-time contributor. So that's the expectation around here. That's why we'd like to have a lot of depth. I've said before in this camp that, you know, it's impressive the kind of depth that we have, and now our depth's going to get tested. And we need those guys to step up and play well and be healthy. You know, there's fluke injuries in this thing, and they're frustrating. But, you know, we need to, from this point forward, it's going to be important that we can keep all those guys healthy.
To your reaction to Vince Young being brought on?
Yeah, I think anytime you can add talent to the locker room, it's a good thing. Be some more competition in the quarterback room for BJ and Graham. Vince has played a lot of football, been around for a long time, and had success. So it'd be tough, you know, to learn our offense in a short amount of time and try and produce on the field. But he's played a lot of football, and he's been around a while.
You were very good at the backup quarterback role in terms of the scout team and being an extra set of eyes on the field. How important is that to you on game day?
The extra set of eyes?
Yeah.
It's important. You know, I've always felt like when I was a backup, I wanted to try and find a way to contribute to what the guys are doing on the field. And I know, you know, our backups here in the past have felt the same way, whether it's, seeing something that they tell me when I come off on the sideline after a series, or maybe a reminder that we talked about that it slipped my mind or I needed to hear at a certain time. So it's important having those guys clued into what's going on in the game, and it helps having guys who've been around and have the experience.
Aaron, are you surprised by the timing of Young's move, signing him 11 days into camp? Doesn't that make it tough for him?
It is tough for him. It's tough for Vince coming in, trying to learn offense after we're already seven installs through. But, you know, like I said, he's been around the NFL for a while. He's played a lot of football and been in some offenses, so he's going to have to find a way to get up to speed quickly, and we expect him to, and he'll be in the competition.
You're without the services of Jordy Nelson out for the entire preseason. Can you speak to what guys have done to step up, maybe specifically Ross and Boyk and the guys who were here last year and maybe are taking that next step to try to fill the depth, like you said?
Yeah, I think you really like to see Jeremy and Jarrett stepping up the way they have. First-year guys making that jump in the second year, really understanding the game and starting to make the offense their own is important, especially at the wide receiver position. Those guys are both very talented. Jeremy offers a lot of things to our team. He can return kicks, and obviously he can play inside and he can play outside. And Jarrett, you know, is a big, strong guy who's had some success on the outside, especially this camp. And I think the last week or so you've seen him really step up, as I think he's felt the pressure of the competition. And the competition can often bring out the best in guys, and it's been fun to see him step up. And I think we got a bunch of young guys who are really going to do a good job for us in the preseason. I think if you look at that receiver core, it may be the most depth I've seen in a training camp in my time here. So that's exciting if you're a second and third guy at quarterback, because you know you got some guys to throw to.
Aaron, in terms of the veteran wide receivers, touchdown to James Jones, he always seems to be kind of a surviving group. You know, is he a guy that you're counting on a lot this year?
Yeah, we are. We're definitely counting on James to play well. He's been helped last year by his ability to stay healthy, and that's what Mike talks about a lot, and we talk about is being available. You know, the more times you can stay on that field and keep your body healthy, the more opportunities you're going to get. And you saw with James, you know, he just needed some more reps, and he became the guy who was leading our team and the league in touchdown receptions and making a bunch of big plays. So I think I look for his role to increase. Hopefully we'll be able to have Jordy back for the opener, but either way, you know, we're counting on James Jones to have a big year.
Thanks, what do you personally want to see Friday out of yourself and the team as a whole?
Well, I'd like to get out of the game healthy. You know, taking a couple shots in a game like that is never a bad thing, I don't think. But you don't want to be putting yourself in any compromising situations. And as far as execution, you know, I just want to make sure I'm thinking about the right things when I'm breaking the huddle, getting us in the right plays, and making the throws I'm capable of making. Feeling good about the way the camp has gone. And now it's just about staying healthy and taking those steps with the first team offense.
Things got chippy for a lot of guys today. How anxious is everyone in this locker room to play someone else?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fatigue, and when you have that fatigue, that stuff comes out. Guys are grumpy and just don't really take any of that extra stuff. That's part of camp. Some people like it more than others. I'd rather not have our guys punching each other in the helmet, hurting their hands. So hopefully that that nonsense is done with. We're excited about moving on to face somebody else. This is the point in camp where you can really start to see, I think, guys take off as you're going against cards in practice and getting opportunities in the game. This is when the young players can really separate themselves. So it's exciting this point in camp, and look forward to seeing who makes that first jump on Friday.
Two more guys.
Aaron, what kind of camp do you think Graham has had, and has his friend, you know, seeing him respond the way he has the last 2 days? Vince got here and BJ getting the opportunity. How's he been?
I think he's had a good camp. I think he's done a good job. He really dedicated himself this spring to making sure he had all the answers in the meeting room, and I think that's the first step to really understanding how to play on the field, is making sure there's not any doubts in the meeting room and you're answering the questions the right way. And Graham's really done a good job at that. I think his play has been very consistent. I think he's in a similar spot to what Matt Flynn was at in year four. And Matt obviously got the opportunity to play against the Patriots in his third year, but I think you can see the natural progression where mentally you're figuring it out and the physical part starts to take over. And I think he's done a good job.
What do you see other running backs, Jonathan Franklin in particular?
Yeah, I think the running backs have done a good job. This is the deepest backfield we've had, definitely. Last year we started five different guys at running back, and we need to find one or two guys who can separate themselves in that group. DeJuan hasn't been out there, which is given Jonathan and Eddie some opportunities. Obviously, James Starks and Alex have been in the mix as well. It's going to be some tough decisions there when that comes down to it. I'm glad I don't have to make those, but I'm excited about the direction we've gone with the running game and what we saw on Family Night.
How are you doing physically in this camp? Your throws have looked good, but is your biggest obstacle, you know, timing, and you're missing Jordy now and Randall and Eddie's out today and young guys getting in mentally, you know, into rhythm? Are those the kinds of things, your biggest obstacles to get the offense where you need it?
I think that's important. I think you really want to figure out your timing during camp. But I've been really impressed with JerMichael. I think he's had an excellent camp. I think he's been running his routes really well. Something clicked last year midseason, and he really started to take off. And it's carried over this whole spring. He's got himself in unbelievable shape. And he's come in and just been dominating out there. So I'm really proud of him and the steps he's made. James has been out there a bunch. Randall, obviously, you know, missed a couple days ago. Jordy is going to be out. So that's going to put a little wrench in some of our stuff, but gives other guys opportunities. And the guys who have been out there, especially JerMichael and James, have had really good camps.